Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight we have with us a special show for your listening ears and also the special time. We have Kenneth Johnson on the line from Jacksonville, Florida. He is going to talk about fitness and health. So, listeners, stay tuned. How are you tonight, Kenneth Johnson?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
That is wonderful. I am too. What is your training and educational background? This is information for the listeners because they don't know you or anything. So, what is your training and educational background?
I'm a personal trainer. I've been training since 2001. I first started my training career, my personal training career at PTI, which is Personal Training Institute in Port Washington, New York. And I'm also a martial arts instructor. I've been practicing martial arts since 1998. And I was training at Universal Martial Arts, and that was currently in Long Island, New York. So I've been pretty much doing this pretty much for like over a decade now. And that's pretty much the extent of, other than me personally training, working out since childhood, that's pretty much the extent of my professional career.
Oh, okay. So you're a martial arts instructor.
Yes, martial arts and a personal trainer.
What type of martial arts?
The base form is Taekwondo, but I also studied combat Hapkido, which is a Korean martial art. They're both Korean martial arts. A little mixed martial arts is Judo, Jiu-Jitsu, which is a Japanese martial arts, and it consists of different movements from stand-up to close quarter combat, the ground to grappling, different locks, different holds, different techniques. So it's pretty much well-rounded from stand-up to ground. And it shows you how to defend yourself against any attack.
Okay. So let's talk about weight loss and fitness.
Okay.
Do you find that more people start out with fitness and weight loss goals after the new year?
That tends to be what happens. New Year's resolutions come up. One of the first things that they talk about doing is wanting to lose weight. Want to get in a better shape, want to get in a better condition, want to start the year off right. So that tends to be how it starts off. But oftentimes what tends to happen is after several weeks, people tend to lose a lot of steam. They lose sight of their goals, lose sight of the plans they set during the new year, and life just pretty much takes over. And oftentimes a lot of excuses tend to kick in. But what I do is I help encourage people, whatever goals they set for the new year, whether it's a resolution, don't just let it be a resolution for the time being. Make it a lifestyle. Make it a lifestyle change, something you do for the rest of your life. And look at it differently, more not just as a resolution, but this is going to be a way of life for me for as long as I live.
Okay. Is this your busiest time of the year? Are you busy just all year long?
I'm pretty busy all year long, but it does tend to pick up around between January and March, right before spring hits. I get a lot of phone calls, sometimes emails, text messages from people saying, asking, "You know, I want to lose 20 pounds, I want to lose 30 pounds, I want to lose 100 pounds. How can I improve my eating habits? I need help." You know, sometimes they have illnesses, high blood pressure, diabetes, even cancer. They want to get tips and information how they can get off of medication. And so what I do is I show them different types of techniques, different types of exercise routines. I help them modify their eating habits, incorporate more green leafy vegetables, a lot of fruit, get off a lot of fast foods, a lot of fried foods, a lot of sodas, a lot of white things like sugar and white bread, and pretty much just regroup their way of thinking, change the way of thinking, and just sort of help them make, help them make that part of their lifestyle.
So what you do is, as a trainer, you encourage people to make it a lifestyle, not just a New Year's resolution.
Right, because a New Year's resolution is oftentimes, from my experience, it's just temporary. It's good in the beginning. You start off real strong, and then somewhere along the line, they lose a lot of steam, and they tend to lose focus of it. So when you look at it like a part of your everyday activity, you know, part of something you got to do for the rest of your life, or if that's too long to think about, just make small steps. Just every single day, do something. Do something. No matter how much or how little, do something, and every little bit counts. Every little bit counts towards you becoming healthier, fitter, feeling more confident. You know, you might, if you got a short-term goal, maybe you want to fit into a new dress, drop a few sizes. Make just keep short-term goals, and that's going to keep pressing you, keep pushing you forward. So when you look at a resolution, you know, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. And oftentimes, when they do that, they set themselves up. Okay, first of all, you're making a resolution. 20 pounds, 30 pounds is possible, but in order to stick to that, set a timetable. Plan to do small things instead of taking one large step to try to make it happen. Because when you try to go big to reach a goal and you don't reach it in a time frame, if you set a time frame, oftentimes you get discouraged or you know it's not working, and a lot of other things come up, and you start making excuses as to why you can't reach your goal, as to why this happened. And pretty much a year from January of last year, next year, you find yourself in the same situation, the same boat, with another resolution that went down the pipe.
Okay. Another New Year's resolution went down the pipe. So make it a lifestyle. Make training and healthy eating a lifestyle.
Right, right.
Why should people choose you, a trainer, instead of a gym? What are the benefits of having a personal trainer and the difference between going to a gym?
Well, one, the major difference between choosing a gym or working training with a trainer is accountability. If you have a very good trainer, he's going to hold you accountable. But oftentimes people go to the gym, they don't push themselves as hard as they should be pushing themselves. You know, they may jump on one machine, do a couple of reps, a couple of sets, and then as soon as they start to feel the burn, they put it down and say, okay, that's enough for me, we're going to move on to something else. Oftentimes they stick to a number. They have a certain amount of reps in their head. Like, for example, I'm going to do this 20 times. I'm going to do this 20 times. And by the time you reach the 20, it may not have been enough of an effort to press you to cause change in your body. So oftentimes people get stuck with a number. How many reps I got to do? If I do 20 reps, that should be enough. And they think to themselves, that's just enough. But with a trainer is going to help you push you. It's going to help push you past your limits, your self-imposed limitations. Okay, you get to 20, he's going to monitor you, look at you, read your body language. And you know, if 20 was still too easy, so he's going to say, you know what, this is 25. Oh, let's do 30. What, 20? Depending on what the exercise is. And at that point, now your body's not starting to scream out in pain. Oh, God, this kind of hurts a little bit now. Oh, it's burning right now. Now you want to put the weights down or hop off the machine. The trainer says, no, let's go. Keep pushing. Let's go. So he's going to push you beyond what you think you're capable of doing. He knows you're able to do more because he's watching you. He's just like a doctor. He's just watching you, reading your body language, listening to the way you breathe. So he's monitoring you throughout the whole thing, and he's going to hold you accountable to every single thing that you do. So you can't just decide, no, I'll go to the gym today and change your mind, well, I'll go tomorrow. No, if you're the trainer, if we're scheduled to train at 1 o'clock this afternoon, I train and fix you to be there at 1 o'clock this afternoon, unless you're dead. If you ain't dead, some emergency pops up, you need to be at that gym or wherever the session is being held at 1 o'clock p.m. Because it's scheduled, so it's going to hold you accountable. It's going to make you you'll be less likely to slouch off knowing that somebody's waiting for me. If I don't show up, he's going to give me a call. Oh, my God, you can't duck and dodge from a trainer if it's a good trainer.
What celebrities have trained?
Okay, say that one more time.
What celebrities have trained? are you allowed to give out that information?
Okay, I'm sorry, I have some noise in the background. Repeat the question one more time.
That's okay. What celebrities have you trained?
Oh, okay. There's one celebrity I'm currently working with. He was a reality television star. He was on the television show called I Love New York. And actually, he prefers me not to name his name at this moment. He's revealing himself, he's come out with a totally new look. And but he will be coming out, will be revealing him very soon on my Facebook page. And that's probably one of the biggest celebrities I'm working with right now. I have another person, he's an actor. He's not well known, but he does a lot of independent movies and stuff of that nature. And he's also, his name is Antoine. He does a lot of drama series, a lot of drama movies. But they're pretty much the two celebrities I'm working with right now. Other than that, minor people, I don't say minor people, people who've written novels, most like bishops, pastors. They've done, like, written a few books. But other than that, those are the two major celebrities I've trained.
Okay. What has influenced you to go into this field of work, not just martial arts and trainer? What has influenced you to go into this field of work?
That's a very good question. Well, actually, I was unemployed at the time. And this was back in 2000, I think the year 2000. I used to work at a courier company called TNT, and I was unemployed for maybe about less than a year. And my hobby at the time, I don't say a hobby, it's always been a way of life for me, but was working out, exercise. I love to exercise personally, develop myself. And then I saw an ad in the newspaper, learn, train, to become a personal trainer, and that caught my attention. So what I did was I took it up, made a phone call, went and investigated, went to a school, which is the PTI, and I studied and I fell in love with it. And after I graduated from that school, they put me into a gym, and they gave me hands-on training. The very first time, I had to simply follow around other trainers, watch their styles, watch their techniques, see how they dealt with the clients, and I was simply taking notes. And then I think within the second week, they let me get my hands wet. So then I started training people. I started with about four clients. And as a result of my passion for this, and that's what it boils down to. I had a passion for exercise from the very beginning. So now God gave me a chance to help other people experience the same type of results I've experienced with my own body. And from there, starting with four clients, it quickly snowballed in about 35 clients per week. I had more clients than anybody else at the gym at that time. And it got to a point where I was so well demanded. Other trainers' clients who trained with me just one time would request for me to be their trainer because they say they've never experienced anything like this as long as they've come to the gym. And that's all because I had a passion for this from as far back as I can remember. So from there, I just stuck with it. I fell in love with it from day one. And so I can probably say it's my love, my own personal fitness and well-being is what, and that ad in the newspaper, is what sparked me going into this field.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back and listen to more Kenneth Johnson. So stay tuned to the show. We've got to pay some bills. You listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse, At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggle with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny Project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters. A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweaver.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We have on the line tonight Kenneth Johnson, personal fitness trainer. Don't forget to cater to Dope Buying Cowan's Mortgage Investments. Their contact number is 850-678-607-5092. Don't forget to contact Dope Buying Cowan's Mortgage Investments at 678-607-5092. And for those of you who are interested, you'll be able to get in touch with Kenneth Johnson. He'll provide an email address or a contact phone number, preferably email address, where you can call, where you can either call him or email him about getting some personal fitness. He resides in Jacksonville, Florida. And let's get back to the interview. Kenneth.
Yes, ma'am.
What are the things that cause people to not achieve weight loss and fitness goals?
Okay, good question. A few things that may inhibit a person. One, they don't set a goal. They may say, it's easy to say, I want to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, but that's more. You know, a lot of times it's easy to say those things, but now it's going to take some work to get there. It's possible, but now, are you willing to put in the work to make that happen? Are you willing to go through the different types of exercises and different types of routines that may be a bit stressful, maybe something totally new to you? If you've never ever trained or exercised before in your life, it's going to hurt a little bit. So it's oftentimes soreness after that first exercise routine. And when the soreness kicks in, which is another thing that sort of deters people, they start to hurt. They don't like the way the pain feels. And the whole guy, this hurts too much. They don't want to go back to it now. Now they start making excuses, which is another thing, making excuses. So if a person's able to, first of all, get their mind right, okay, you have to first get your mind right before you achieve any, not just a fitness goal, but any goal. If your mind isn't right, no matter what you want to do, nothing's going to be possible. So after first thing I tell a person, you know what, why do you want to do this? They give them the reasons why. Why do you want to lose 20, 30 pounds? Okay, I want to lose it so I can look good. Okay, that's okay, but there has to be a deeper cause. You have to, what's going to cause you to stay in the game when things get rough, when these routines start to press you, try to push you to the limit? What's the one reason that's going to keep you moving forward towards that goal? It has to be something a little bit more concrete. Okay, I want to feel better about myself. Okay, that's better. I don't like the way I feel. I'm on these medications. I'm going to get off these pills. That's a strong, strong reason why. That's going to have to keep you maintain focus. And when things get rough, you put your goal in front of you. You put the reasons why. Why are you doing this in the first place? Okay, I'm doing this because of this. And now that's going to help you press forward to reach that goal. But a few other things that keep people from reaching it is, one, have nobody to hold them accountable. So it's easy to start off on something and then give up later on and then make an excuse as to why. Well, I didn't have time or whatever the reason might be. So when you train with a personal trainer, it goes back to holding you accountable. Oftentimes, you find a lot of people who are self-motivated, which is okay. But you're self-motivated, okay. You do a routine, you make up in your mind, you're going to get this done, that's okay. But the majority of the people that I've met in my business are not self-motivated. They need somebody to push them. They need somebody to stay on them to help them reach that goal. They'll tell you what they want. I want to lose 30 pounds, Mr. Johnson. I want to lose 100 pounds, Mr. Johnson. Okay. I have to constantly stay on them day in and day out. If I miss a day, miss a phone call, or miss a text message, I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to be contacting you. So one of the biggest reasons is, one, accountability. They start off strong with a good idea, but then it takes effort and takes work. And then they start looking at exercising as a second job. Now it becomes a job. It's no longer fun because it involves pain. So those are just a few of the reasons why people may not reach the goal, because it doesn't feel good.
Accountability, and because it doesn't feel good.
Right.
All right. Do you find that your clients, when they want to get off certain types of medication, do you sometimes work with doctors?
What I do is I've gotten information from doctors. You know, I talk to the client. The client will let them know, the doctors know, okay, I'm working with a trainer. And then they're giving them feedback from the doctors. They tell me, well, the doctor said, okay, I can do this, I can't do that. And based on that information, I design a routine around that. So I don't speak to the doctors personally, but I get feedback from them if they're on any type of medication, like high blood pressure pills or anxiety medication, whatever it might be. And based on the information I get from them, okay, we can do this. If they got a problem with their heart, if they had a stress test, something coming up, or if they got any type of condition and they limit, like physical limitations, I work around that and ask them, okay, the doctor says I can do this, the doctor says I can't do that. So I design routines based around that. Now, I'm not only a personal trainer, but I'm also a virtual trainer, which means I train people online that I've never even met before in my entire life. So whether they're in California, in another country, it pretty much the same thing applies. I'll ask them several questions. If they're on medications, okay, what type of medication you're on, what can you do, what can't you do. Based on that information, based on that feedback, I design a routine for them, and then I email it to that individual with videos attached to it, so now they can follow it, use the proper form, and it's very, very detailed, how much rest you get after each repetition, how much rest you get after, how many times you have to do the exercise. And I still hold them accountable. The same thing applies. Once you complete the routine, contact me with a text message or an email or a phone call. Or if you're on Facebook, contact me on Facebook. And this way, I'm constantly, even though I'm not there in the physical, you're still aware that, okay, you're going to be hearing from me at one point or another if you don't contact me. So So that's how I work as far as doctors are concerned.
Okay. People probably think hiring a personal trainer would be real expensive.
Right.
But I think that if you on medication and things like that, you're overweight, let's say diabetic, heart medication, because I'm a diabetic,
right. Okay.
That it's worth the investment. Personal trainer would be worth the investment to get off medication or to lower dosage of medication. That would be a real primary motivation for me because I am a diabetic.
Right.
And I've said this before on the show that I used to be 300 and some pounds. I've lost over 100 pounds. I've gained some of it back. So I know what it's like to be real, real big.
Right. Okay.
So that would be a motivation for me. How do you stay in shape?
Well, what I do, first of all, my diet, I've changed my diet twice in my life. I changed my diet to vegan. First time in 1997, I stopped eating all meats for a small period of time back then, and I went back to eating fish because I was not as informed as I was then as I am now about a lot of things. I was still learning in the learning process. Like, for example, I wasn't sure how I was going to get my protein if I took meats out of my diet. And I wasn't aware at the time that there's a lot of other ways through plant-based foods that you can get your proteins from. Nuts, seeds, a lot of plants have small amounts of protein. Even some fruit has protein in it. But I didn't know that then. But the way I stay in shape is, and my diet right now is vegan again, so I don't eat any meat. I don't eat dairy products, no bread. I eat a lot of seeds, a lot of nuts, a lot of plants, kale, spinach, a lot of fruits. But what I do also, I do a lot of intense training. So the way I stay in shape is, one, I have a natural diet, a raw vegan diet. That's my preference. That's why I feel better that way. I have no second thoughts about ever going back to eating meats again. I feel comfortable here. I feel healthier here. I don't get colds. I don't get sick. Thank God I have no illnesses. And I feel more energized. But at the same time, I do a lot of different types of strenuous types of exercises. I made a transformation. Growing up as a child, I did a lot of calisthenics. That's things like push-ups, sit-ups, things that don't require you to lift any weights or dumbbells or barbells. And that's how I started as a kid. And then when I got into high school, that's when I was introduced to the weight room, lifting weights, lifting dumbbells, bench presses, squats with heavy weights and stuff like that. And then years later, about five years ago, I left the weight room and went back to doing body weight exercises, back to push-ups, back to pull-ups, back to doing exercises that don't require me to lift any weights. And from my own experience, I discovered that I'm a lot stronger, a lot healthier, a lot fitter. I don't have any injuries. My body recovers a lot quicker. My metabolism is still just as fast because of the training, but the way that I do, I train about three times, maybe four times, depending on my workload. If I'm training a lot of people, sometimes I don't get a chance to train as much as I would like, but if I do have the time, then I may train like up to five times per week. It depends on what I'm doing. And what I do is I do a lot of different types of body weight exercises, again, like push-ups, where you're on the floor. On your hands, on your toes, and people know what push-ups are, and you're building up your chest muscles, you're building up your shoulders, your arms. I may do pull-ups. I have a pull-up bar inside my house. I have a pull-up apparatus, outside in my backyard, and I do that. As far as reps, I may do like 150 reps, 300 reps, depending on what I'm doing, and that's because I've built up over a period of time, a lot of stamina, a lot of endurance, muscular endurance, because I'm constantly doing these exercises over and over and over again. And by doing this and having a healthy diet, it keeps me in shape. I actually have one testimony. I walked into a grocery store a couple days ago, and I met one young lady and her mother was in the store. And the lady walked up to me, and I was in this section where they sell the plant-based milks, like almond milks, the soy milks, coconut milks. And she walked up and said, "Excuse me." She said, "You look healthy. I'm trying to lose some weight. How can I lose some weight? I want to lose 110 pounds. So I explained to her what she had to do. Then later on, her mother walked up. Her mother is about 59 years of age. And after explaining to her the same thing, she asked me, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm not old at all. My body doesn't count numbers, neither do I." And I told her that I was 44 years of age. And her eyes literally popped out of her head. She said, "You're 44? You're 44? She said, "I thought she was 20-something. I said, "I've been doing this for a very long time," which means I've been taking care of my body, maintaining my body, since I was 8 years of age. And you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. But I've been using it for a long time by the grace of God. It's a youth serum. And that's one of the most important reasons why people should work out in the first place, exercise, be very particular about what they put inside their bodies, because it does slow down the aging process, keeps your body more youthful, more energetic, and it melts years off of your life. So that's you know, for any other reasons, especially with women always want to look good. You know, always. A lot of them always in the mirror. So if you want to look good for a long, long time, exercise.
Yes, exercise. So that's a testimony there.
Yeah.
I've seen your photo. You don't look 44.
Yeah, but a lot of people, I get that from a lot of people. I actually was with a group of people, some teenagers, one was between the ages of 19 and 23, and they actually thought, this was 8 years ago, but they thought I was the same age as they were. When they found out I was 30, I think it was 30 at the time, they were blown away. And it's a testament. People say, "Well, you got good genes." Yeah, that may be part of the reason, but I've been taking care of myself since I was the age of 8 years of age. And I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And your body, the outside reflects what's going on in the inside. When you train, when you exercise, your body stays younger, it gets stronger, your bones become more dense, your muscles become leaner, your metabolism increases. Your body doesn't have to work as hard as a person who doesn't exercise. It's like having a sports car and driving a pickup truck. A pickup truck has to burn a lot more fuel, put out a lot more effort to get up 60 miles per hour. But a finely tuned sports car, you just tap on that pedal just a little bit, you're already over 60. Because it's designed, because it's built, and it runs more efficiently. So that's what happens when you have a great diet, when you exercise. Your body becomes more efficient. It has to do less. Your heart beats less than a person who doesn't do anything at all, or a person who has a very bad diet. So that's why it's very important to train, to exercise, and eat right.
Okay. It's important to train, exercise, and eat right. And also, I remember what you said, make it a lifestyle, not a New Year's resolution fitness.
Right. Make it a lifestyle. Right. Not a New Year's resolution, because resolutions come and go. And we see them all the time. They start off strong for the first 3 months, around March, they start to fall off. So that's
okay.
When the gyms get empty.
Do you train people in their homes?
Yes, I do. I train. I'm a mobile trainer as well as a virtual trainer. So what I've done is I've trained in a lot of gyms, but I see I used to get a lot of excuses. Well, I don't have time to go to the gym. I work 12-hour shifts, so I don't have time to work out in the morning and the evening. So what I've done was I said, well, you know what? I sat down and I thought about it. I said, you know what? I need to do something differently. And what happened when the economy was very, very rough a couple years ago, people were losing their jobs and stuff, and companies, businesses were shutting down, I had to revamp myself. Okay. Now I have to start bringing to make it more convenient for people, have to bring it to them. So where would you like to train? At your home, I bring it to your home. At the gym, we can go train at the gym. At the park, we can go train at the park. Okay, you own your own business, I can meet you at your business. After work on your job, during lunch break on your job, we can make it happen. So wherever you are, now all the excuses are eliminated. If you're serious about training, exercising, losing weight, getting to shape, having a better you, then wherever you are, I'll bring it to you. Just tell me the date, the time, when you want to make it happen, and we'll make it happen.
Okay. All right, Kenneth Johnson, listeners. We still have Kenneth Johnson on the line on Show Talk with Angela Butler. He is from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a personal trainer and martial arts. I forgot to ask you about the martial arts. Are you a black belt? I mean, you're an instructor. I assume that you are a black belt because you're an instructor.
Right. Well, I'm an assistant instructor. I'm a red belt. My next
red
belt is black belt. Yeah, so I'm actually an assistant instructor, but we are required to instruct at red belt level. In the martial art world, I'll explain this right quick. In the martial art world, people hear a lot of things about black belt and red belt, but not too much about red belt, but black belt. The only difference between a red belt and a black belt is just a few moves, about one or two moves. It's not much of a difference, especially in the competition world. If you see a red belt or a black belt competing in the same ring, they're pretty much even. The only thing is the black belt knows a few more techniques. But a black belt is what you want to become. That's the top. But it doesn't stop there. Once you become a black belt, that's called first dan or first degree. And then from there, there's different degrees of black belts, the second degree, third degree, fourth degree, fifth degree, all of the master, grandmaster. So once you become a black belt, it's a new beginning all over again. Every belt beneath a black belt is considered, you got novice, you got intermediate, you got advanced. And once you get to the brown belts and or purple belts or blue belts or red belts, those are called the advanced belts. And the next belt after a red belt is a black belt. But become an assistant instructor at a red belt, you have to have a red belt with two black stripes. That makes you an assistant. In the Taekwondo from the school that I went to, two black stripes, you're considered an assistant instructor. This way you assist the head instructor, who is a black belt. Well, it might be a first dan or second dan or a master instructor.
Okay. All right, listeners, like I was saying, we have on the line with us tonight Mr. Kenneth Johnson, who's on the show at a special time. I'm glad I've had him on the show. And I have one or two more questions, and then we're going to end the show. How can my listeners contact you to receive your services? Do you have a business phone number, email address? I know you said Facebook.
Yes, I did. They can reach me at, if you're local, or even if you're out of state, if you're local, you can reach me at 904-382-1111, which is my business number. If you have a Facebook page, you can reach me on Facebook at Kenneth. That's Kenneth, Celebrity Trainer, Celebrity Trainer, TRAINER, and that's one word, and my last name, Johnson. And also I have a second page called Virtual Fitness 360. Virtual is VIRTUAL, the word fitness, FITNESS, the number 360, and you can find me on either one of those pages. And if you happen to be out of state, even out of the country, even with a different time zone, and you still want to train virtually, I do what's called live video training, where you can reach me, contact me through live video, whether it's through Facebook or some other network, and we can actually set up, schedule appointments to train. The session's there like 30 minutes, and you can connect with me. And doesn't matter where you are, anywhere in the world, if you need a virtual trainer, I do a lot of virtual training online. So either way you want to get it done, we get it done.
Okay. All right. That is wonderful. You're a virtual trainer, and you go to people's homes, you travel you're a, what did you call it? A not just a virtual trainer, but you're a traveling trainer. Is that what you call it?
Oh, yes, it's called a mobile trainer.
Mobile trainer. Okay. So I guess that just about answers most of my questions. You gave out your contact number, which is 904-382, I believe. 1111?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the listeners have that contact information. And I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, because I really want to do a show about health, because I know that a lot of people are going to start having New Year's resolutions. And you gave given a very insightful and knowledgeable show for the listeners. Those who will want to lose weight and things like that and stay in shape.
I appreciate you inviting me to be on the show. It was my pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth Johnson. And who knows, shortly I may be getting in, I myself may be getting in contact with you virtual DVDs and things.
Okay.
Going in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Okay.
I like to keep in shape.
Okay.
All right.
I've got one very important thing. I do meal plans. I design meal plans in addition to routines, personalized meal plans, do's and don'ts food guidelines, and also give out what's called a supplemental health smoothie formula to help you lose weight, get in shape, and get your sexy back.
Oh, get the sexy back. All right, meal plans. I like that. What type of meals are they? I mean, are they like? How do you do that? Did you just learn to do that? Did you go to school to do that?
I actually learned this. I have a fiance. My fiance is a nurse, and she works as a dietitian. So I get a lot of information. A lot of my own personal experience has been through trial and error. Everything I do is naturally based. So what I've done was did a lot of research, personal research, working with trainers, working with dietitians at the gyms I used to train at, and I got a lot of information. So I've learned how to do basic meal plans that I got another testimony, a lady lost 25 pounds. She used to train with me, but a schedule changed, but she's been sticking to the meal plan. She's lost 25 pounds so far. And she goes to the church that I attend. So the smoothies it's my own formula. I had one lady give another testimony. She lost 4 pounds in 5 days without any exercise at all. So it works. And I have tons of testimonies. I had another guy who lost 60 pounds within almost 4 months, and he's been doing the routines, the meal plan, and the smoothies. So it works. You know, if you stick to it, if you tell me what your goals are, what you want to do, whether you want to do a vegan plan, which is fine, unless you want to just eat 1,200 calories a day, 1,400, 1,500, 1,600 calories a day. I design stuff to have that caloric intake. And, you know, whenever you put out more than what you're putting in, by default, you're going to lose weight.
Okay. All right. Well, that is something. That is something to really find out more about, the meal plans. Also, I just thank you for coming on the show, and it's been good to have you on the show, and I hope you get some phone calls about being on the show, and I thank you for coming on the show with Angela Butler.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Ms. Butler.
Thank you very much, Kenneth Johnson, listeners. Thank you very much, Kenneth. Thank you for answering my request and answering the phone and agreeing to come on the show.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Listeners, that's Kenneth Johnson. This has been Kenneth Johnson, the personal trainer and martial arts assistant instructor from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you all for listening to the show, and I look forward to coming back on the show more often. Have a good night.
Have a good night.